Happy New Year, everybody. It's officially 2025, which is hard to believe. I think I should probably just go ahead and address the elephant in the room. It's likely that your New Year's resolutions might not turn out the way you have envisioned them to turn out. I read that 60% of people abandon their resolutions within 6 months. 25% of people abandon them within a mere 7 days. 7 days. You can't even last 7 days without eating that big dessert. I'm not sure making a resolution works, but I do believe in a process of goal setting that I have been using for years. Now, when I say goals, I mean priorities. There are certain things that I will prioritize in the coming year. And that's really how you should look at the time you have been given in 2025. It's not really about a goal, it's about a priority. The way that we talk about our priorities is we use the word a goal. But here's one big key. You have to write these goals down. The psychology professor, Dr. Gail Matthews, at the Dominican University in California, led a study on goal setting with nearly 270 participants. And the results, you are 42% more likely to achieve your goals if you write them down. You are listening to the Pivotal Decisions Podcast. Well, welcome to the Pivotal Decisions Podcast, where we know that the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow. I'm your host, Stan Paris, and I'm grateful that you are tuning in to the podcast. If you find the podcast valuable, I hope you'll share it with your friends or a family member, or maybe even a complete stranger. That would be fine as well. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Pivotal Decisions. It's really easy. All you have to do is go to YouTube, type in Pivotal Decisions Podcast, click on that subscribe button that will appear, and you are ready to go. Research tells us that more people struggle with setting goals than they do with achieving them. Now, understand that. More people struggle with setting goals than they do with actually achieving them. The process of sitting down and intentionally reflecting on what God wants us to do with our lives often feels like the hardest step. It requires clarity and purpose and a willingness to listen to what God says. Yet, this is a foundational step that is going to really set the tone for a lot of what happens in your life in 2025. The studies show that the defining difference between those who experience moderate success and those who achieve extraordinary success lies in having clearly defined written goals. Writing down our goals helps solidify our vision, and it holds us accountable. It creates a roadmap for us to get things done. Sometimes I get pushback from well-meaning Christians when I talk about goal setting. Well, they say Jesus never talked about goals. The Apostle Paul didn't have goals. He just followed the Holy Spirit. Well, first of all, you, nor me, we are not Jesus or the Apostle Paul. So it is good to clear that up at the very beginning. It is almost like some feel it is unspiritual to set goals. I disagree. It is not unspiritual to set goals. It is unspiritual to be arrogant and leave God out of the planning. James, in the New Testament, introduces us to a person that makes plans without any regard for God's purposes. He is playing God with his own life. He is so self-centered, he is acting like he is in control. James 4:13 says this, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit." This verse, this section of the Bible, is addressed to business people. In James's day, merchants would gather goods and products from one city and travel to a distant city and remain until they sold those goods at a profit. Then, using those profits, they would buy up products from that city and then head to another city to sell those products there. This was a solid business plan. This guy here that James is talking about is a go-getter. He's a type A personality. He's goal-oriented. He has a plan. He has a business model. He knows exactly what he wants to do. Today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. You can see them unrolling a map and saying, I'm going here and here and here. And then he's figuring up how much money they're going to make at each one of those stops. It seems like they have it all figured out. This is a great business model. But there's one big problem. Having a plan is not wrong. It is good to have a plan. The problem here is God was nowhere in their plans. They were confident in their own plan. They didn't need God. Notice that they said, we will go. There's confidence here. They had it all planned out. There is presumption here. There is arrogance here. There is nothing wrong with making plans, setting goals, and thinking about the future. The problem comes when you plan without ever considering the fact that God alone knows the future, and he alone knows what is best for you. The problem here is not planning. The problem here is presumption. It's a pride problem. It's the arrogance of planning our days as though we were in charge of everything. This person here believes that he is master of his own fate. So we are approaching goal setting with humility, understanding that we make our plans, but God will have the final say. We are seeking God and his direction for our lives. So, I believe there is real value in goal setting, clarifying your priorities. And let me give you some reasons why I feel goal setting is so important. Setting goals keeps you from wasting time. Ephesians 5:16 tells us that we're supposed to be smart about the way we use our time. Goal setting keeps you focused on the most important things in your life, your priorities. Setting goals helps you overcome distractions. There are many, many ways you get distracted in our culture today. How much time have you wasted just today in scrolling through your phone? Setting goals will help you overcome the distractions. Setting goals simplifies your life. You know what to say yes to and what to say no to. Your answer is driven by your goal, so it simplifies your life. Setting goals will produce determination. Goals will help focus and not give up when the hard times come. James Clear, the author of a great book titled Atomic Habits, wrote an article titled Goal Setting, A Scientific Guide to Setting and Achieving Goals. In the article, he talks about the strategy of accomplishing your goals. He says this, most goal setting exercises start with an overpaid consultant standing by a whiteboard and asking something like, what does success look like to you? In very specific terms, what do you want to achieve? If we are serious about achieving our goals, we should start with a much different question. Rather than considering what kind of success we want, We should ask, what kind of pain do I want? Having a goal is the easy part. Who wouldn't want to write a best-selling book or lose weight or earn more money? Everybody wants to achieve these kinds of goals. The real challenge is not determining if you want the result, but if you're willing to accept the sacrifices required to achieve your goal. Do you want the lifestyle that comes with your quest? Do you want the boring and ugly process that comes before the exciting and glamorous outcome? Clear says it's easy to sit around and think what we could do or what we'd like to do. It is an entirely different thing to accept the trade-offs that come with our goals. You see, everybody wants a gold medal. Few people want to train like an Olympian. Goal setting is not only about choosing the rewards you want to enjoy, but also the cost you are willing to pay. In setting my personal goals, I use what is known as the SMART approach. SMART goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. SMART goals. So let's talk about these five steps, because with these five steps, you'll be well on your way to setting and achieving a SMART goal. Number one, be specific. Vague goals are hard to follow, as you never clarify exactly what you need to do to achieve them. For this reason, see, it's easy for these goals to get overlooked and forgotten. Your goal should be very clear and specific. Clear says that research has shown that you are 2 times to 3 times more likely to stick to your goals if you make a specific plan for when, where, and how you'll perform the behavior. For example, in one study, scientists asked people to fill out this sentence. During the week, I will partake in at least 20 minutes of vigorous exercise on this day, at this particular time, at this place. And researchers found that people who filled out this sentence were 2 times to 3 times more likely to actually exercise compared to a control group who did not make plans for their future behavior. Psychologists call these specific plans implementation intentions because they state when, where, and how you intend to implement a particular behavior. You have to be specific. So write down your goals and make sure they are clear and specific, including not just the goal, but how you will reach that goal. Be specific. Number two, make sure your goals are measurable. This is how you set SMART goals. They have to be measurable. If a goal is not measurable, it's hard to track progress and stay motivated to achieve it. It is helpful to have certain milestones as part of the goal and a way to assess how far you are in achieving it. You have to be able to measure those things. Clear says this. This is really powerful. He says the human mind loves to receive feedback. One of the most motivating things we can experience is evidence of our progress. This is why measurement is so critical for effective goal setting. By measuring your results, you get insight on whether or not you are making progress. You see, the things we measure are the things we improve. It is only through numbers and clear tracking that we have any idea if we're getting better or worse. Here are some examples of measurable goals that Clear says he has implemented in his life at some point. Like when I measured how many push-ups I did, I got stronger. When I tracked my reading habit of 20 pages per day, I read more books. When I recorded my values, I began living with more integrity. The trick is to realize that counting, measuring, and tracking is not about the result. Measure to discover, to find out, to understand. Measure to see if you're actually showing up. Measure to see if you're actually spending time on the things that are important to you. What are your priorities? The only way to know if you're focused on your priorities is to be able to measure your progress. Number three, determine if your goal is achievable. Ensuring your SMART goal is achievable is a necessary part of this whole thing, because this will help you recognize if the goal is within your capabilities and how to work to make it happen. To determine if a goal is achievable, you can think about these kinds of questions, like, do you have the needed resources and time to reach this goal? If not, what do you need to change in your life to make it happen? Has this goal ever been accomplished before? Psychologists write about what is called goal competition. Goal competition says that one of the greatest barriers to achieving your goals is the other goals you have. In other words, your goals are competing with one another for your time and attention. Whenever you chase a new goal, you have to pull focus and energy from your other pursuits. So you ask, is this goal achievable? And what other things in my life do I need to give up to accomplish these goals? If you have certain goals you want to reach, you have to say no to other things. Determine if your goal is achievable. Four, keep your goal realistic. Make sure your SMART goal is a realistic goal. You see, I will never be a professional basketball player. I'm 55 years old. I can't really jump. I can't really run. It's not happening. I could put that goal down every single year, and I can even train to try to make it possible. It is not happening. I'm not gifted for that. That's not my purpose or calling in life that God's given to me. You ask yourself, is this goal achievable? You know best what is realistic for your career or personal life trajectory, so you keep that in mind. What is best? Ask yourselves questions like this. Is the goal reachable? Can you commit the needed time and effort to achieve the goal? Is this the right time to have this goal? Is this goal worth achieving? Is this goal worth putting all of your time and attention into it? Clear says, although most of us have the freedom to make a wide range of choices at any given moment, we often make decisions based on the environment we find ourselves in. This is really important if your goal is going to be realistic, if it's achievable. Many of the decisions we make in our personal and professional lives are shaped by the options that surround us. Okay, so Clear gives some examples of what he means here. If you sleep with your phone next to your bed, then checking social media and email as soon as you wake up is likely to be the default decision. If you walk into your living room and your couches and chairs all face the television, then watching television is likely to be the default decision. If you keep alcohol in your kitchen, then drinking consistently is more likely to be the default decision. He also says that defaults can be positive as well. If you keep a dumbbell next to your desk at work, then pumping out some quick curls is more likely to be the default decision. If you keep a water bottle with you throughout the day, then drinking water rather than Coke is more likely to be the default decision. If you place floss in a visible location, like next to your toothbrush, then flossing is more likely to be the default decision. Scientists refer to the impact that environmental defaults can have on our decision-making as choice architecture. This has an important impact when it comes to achieving goals. Whether or not you achieve your goals in the long term has a lot to do with what types of influences surround you in the short term. It's very hard to stick with positive habits in a negative environment. Keep your goals realistic. And then number five, ensure that it is timely. Every SMART goal should have a target start and end date to keep you on track. This helps you stay organized and make sure that the goal stays at the forefront of your day-to-day instead of being lost after setting it. Timely goals will answer questions like this. When does the goal begin? What can I do today to work towards the goal? What can I do 2 months, 6 months, 8 months, 10 months from now? When does the goal end? What is the deadline for the goal? So we've talked about setting SMART goals today. Let me remind you that none of these efforts matter if you don't seek God. If you don't pray, none of these things are going to matter. All of this, all of life, must be covered in prayer. Devote yourself to prayer. Seek God. Commit your goals to the Lord and pray about them every day. And see what God will do in 2025. Thank you for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful, I hope you'll share it with someone. Let them know about Pivotal Decisions. Don't forget to subscribe to the Pivotal Decisions podcast on our YouTube channel. And until next time, remember, the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow.